Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling, it's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, everybody? My name is Neil Wood. Welcome to the Cult of Us podcast, comedian out of Philadelphia. We're in the Philadelphia studio. We got a great comic with us, young, just big, full of fun, attractive, steely blues.
Yeah.
Almost hazel. Oh, I wish they could see the tongue
they
motions you're giving me. Over. They're hazel, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Regan, everybody, in the studio. Look at you.
Yeah, what's up? Ooh.
It's the big beard himself, dude.
Mm-hmm. We went from Lou Miziano to Kyle. People are going to be pissed.
Yeah,
I think this just shows two ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
One's
too
autism,
and just
one's hot.
Yeah. Too much sexual potency on this end.
Yeah,
this boy's ready.
I'm raw sex, dude. That guy's manicured, dude.
Nice. Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know him well, but you know.
No, I get you.
I'm ready to talk shit.
You know? Just go in. He's going on somebody who's been doing it for like fucking 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready to talk shit.
I'm ready
on this
to talk
guy.
Shit.
That's why I love Kyle. Yeah, me and Kyle were talking shit on Friday night. We're ready Friday night together.
Yeah.
No, I love
fucking
it.
People
what were you guys talking about Friday night?
How much, you know, just other comics.
In there, dude.
How much I suck for running the other show.
Also, I've been fucking just eyes on my Venmo, dude, and nothing's coming.
I know. You know why? You're aware.
I found out.
Yeah, you found out.
Yeah, I'm like, well, all right.
We never told you we would pay you. That's 100% not true.
Okay. All right. Well, this is recorded, dude.
I will bring Garrett down here right now. I will bring him down. He did not establish a
Kyle, I just want you to know, I had nothing to do with the booking of that show.
Yeah, there you go. The money man. Who is the money man on this fucking podcast?
I'm the face.
He's a coward.
Yeah.
He's a coward.
I'm the face. Yeah. I'm the face of this
you're
company.
Nothing. You're nothing. Without me, baby. You without guys, me, you're nothing.
I'm the face.
If I get this fucking podcast footage subpoenaed.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Dude, it'd be so funny if you just take us to court for $25.
$25.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
I'm
stress.
Like, the judge is like, wait, how much? Oh, here. He just reaches his own pocket, just gives you $25.
I come in with a neck brace on.
Oh, God. Yeah, you were talking about,
we were just shit talking other comics that we don't like.
No.
That's what
we didn't
doing.
Even need to say that part, to be honest.
Well,
but
you asked, and now
hey,
you know.
If you're thinking it's you, it's not.
Yeah.
We'll just do that. Cover
or
everybody.
If you're thinking it's you, it is.
It is you. It probably is you. I went off on a lot of people. I was very angry on Friday night.
Totally. Yeah. You're so bad.
Yeah.
But thanks for everybody who came out to Wissahickon and Myers. Yeah. You guys got to go to Myers. I was over at Wiss running doing the other show. You guys had fun. I heard it was good shows.
It was a fun time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fun
nice.
Time.
Good.
The second show, again, this is not inside baseball comedy talk or anything, but like, there was a table. Of it, I said it on stage, but it looked like a bunch of like a Disney writers put them together.
Yeah,
it was like straight white guy and white girl, two black women, gay guy, Indian, like together powers unite. And I was like, who the fuck? I'm like, this is a real. I'm like, I thought this was always like a trope in like progressive shows. I'm like, this is a real life friend group. Holy shit! I was like, I can't believe this fucking exists. It was fucking wild. Yeah. I'm like, are you guys gonna hate me? They're like, maybe, but they were cool. They were super cool.
They were not. They're, yeah.
I was also like, am I just being racist?
Surprisingly cool.
They were. They were super cool. Yeah.
It is weird when you just see like the college brochure like come to life. It is crazy.
That's what it was. Dude.
And you guys like, what
Kyle,
you
was
got?
It not?
It really was.
It was crazy.
You guys
it was
kidding?
Alarming.
Wait a second. I know. Oh wait. I know where there's no handicap accessible stuff. So, oh my god. Yep. Downstairs they have a wheelchair friend. No fucking way. Yeah. Like, no.
Just
way.
Sitting at the bottom of the stairs, just trying to get up.
They had
fucking
him on speakerphone, dude.
Yeah. My uncle would not be an ambulance speaker. We pumped him in.
Yeah.
I love it. And coming in all the way, Tim. What's up, Tim? How you doing? I'm downstairs, everybody. It's good. It sounds fun. Yeah. Sounds like a good time.
They FaceTime him.
Little screen. Yeah, a little screen on him. But you guys got to do fun. We were nice enough to give you a spot.
Yeah.
And grace our stage.
Unpaid, dude. Unpaid.
Unpaid, of course, as it should be.
Favorite kind, dude.
What else? I won't get into it with you. Yeah. I'm not gonna get into it with you.
Yeah.
Don't let him beat you. Stay strong.
Dude.
I'm not gonna get into it with you.
I'll
don't
be stealing stuff.
I love it. I love it. I love it when guests.
Mic stand.
I love it when like young guys doing a guest spot. They're like, yeah, is there any pay? I'm like, I'm not getting paid. So why don't we why don't we slow the fuck down? The only people getting paid are the feature spots for like the first show. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm worried about it.
Yeah, yeah, you worry.
Yeah. I am very worried.
You owe me money. I forgot to tell you. You owe me money for that guess. Start paying.
Yeah, you pay us, actually.
I had too many ginger
ale. Kyle, we didn't bring you in here to hear you bitch. That's not what we
Well, that's
you
what
in.
I'm here for, dude. That's really? The reason I agreed that's to do this.
He has a lawyer on retainer right now upstairs in the kitchen waiting to come down.
Listen, we can't. We brought you in here for an intervention. Listen, you gotta get trim. I know you're going to the gym.
Okay, wow, this is good. Dude, you're not gonna pay me, and then you're also gonna call me fat, dude.
Well, listen
real
again.
Real nice.
Both things can't be true. I'm sorry that you're finding out this way. We brought you in to find
you're
out.
You're an unpaid heavy comic. I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Yeah, be funny about it.
That's bad.
You're amazing. You're
Have
very
you seen
funny.
The prices of insulin, dude?
They're up.
They're
I know
up,
they're up,
dude.
Just like your sugars.
Yeah, and weight.
Yeah.
No, you're going to the gym. You said that. You said before you were going to the gym.
Yeah, no,
what are you
I'm
doing
going.
In the gym? What are you? You're just going. Just Whatever. You got a personal trainer. I think you.
No, no,
like
I do like a class thing.
Oh, nice.
Oh, are you
Zumba?
Like a,
it's like me and like five middle-aged women.
I knew it.
You know, stepping up on a.
I want you to be at the front of the class, high shorts. Just
What's your attire? What's your attire?
This shirt you see.
We're going for a formal ball. What are we? Why are we saying attire right
a
now?
A lion with the Jamaican
nice,
flag.
Part of a lion, colors. Brother Bear.
Yeah, and then pair of shorts and headband every time.
Guys,
headband every time. I will leave if I forget a headband. I will not go work out.
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking with headphones. I've turned around. I've been to the gym. I'm like, oh, I forgot my headphones and just not worked out that day.
Yeah.
Like I just turned around and went home.
I don't blame you, dude.
Oh, if you do it, if you do a no headphones day at the gym, you will then, because I've done it, and what it will make you do is then start to realize there's gym etiquette and that a lot of people in there are assholes. As soon as you have the headphones off, you're listening to people like in the gym, and you'll just realize like that guy's just on his phone the whole time. Like he's not getting off the machine. He's just trying. Oh, he's fucking on Tinder right now. And you'll just start just critiquing every single thing. Or maybe it's just me and being a psycho, but you can't listen to a silent gym. It's insane. They don't even pump anything anymore. I don't even think they have music over the top most gyms anymore, right?
Today they were playing like pop shit. They're playing Katy Perry and stuff, which I was into, but I had my headphones. So but I was talking to another guy and you're right. It's like we were complaining about the same thing. It's like especially young kids, they'll come with like a group. Like a tribe of young kids will come, like teenagers, like seven of them, and then they'll all use like the one best functioning bench of the whole place and just circle rotate like the same exact exercise, and it takes them an hour for just one thing because you're seven of them. It's like, split up. You all got to blow each other in this one fucking bench thing, dude. It's so fucking annoying. I hate that shit.
Yeah, it's fun. Oh, God, we went into real bro problems.
Yeah, we did. We really did. Yeah.
I didn't mean to. What's your goals, man? What are you just trying to lose? Just what do you want to lose?
I don't know, Neil. What do you think my goals are? If you had to,
how much you want to lose though? Where do you? I know I'm not saying.
What's your weight now? If you don't mind sharing with the class.
Wow, this is getting crazy.
No, we don't need
this
to hear.
This is getting nuts, dude. What's your weight now, huh?
It always has to be made worse by everyone else. I swear to Christ. Never mind. Let's not talk about it.
Not
fuck
good.
The gym. Yeah.
The scale's just like, I don't know, man. Try better.
It's I need to see a specialist is what it is. That's my weight currently. No, you're not the biggest.
Yeah, you're not even that big.
Wow, and you're quick. Wild. You're quick on your feet. You're not the biggest guy I've ever seen.
You look like the biggest guy.
Yeah, it's a soft compliment. Yeah. It's a, you know, yeah, you're not the biggest guy I've ever seen. And you can move. I can see him.
I'm quick, dude.
He's quick. He's one of those dudes.
He's like an offensive lineman.
Oh, yeah.
It's quick.
Yeah, it's impressive. Yeah. It's impressive in a lot of ways. I
like got fast twitch muscle fibers.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Good.
Oh, we're doing Jimmy the Greek stuff now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like it.
I've got an extra ankle.
they bred the big. You're like, all right, Jimmy, calm down.
All right.
I mean, you're not wrong, Jimmy, but you can't yell it out at a charity function.
Yeah.
I think that's where you really went sour with the whole thing.
A guy named Jimmy the Greek was itching to say something like that for a while, too, as soon as he got the opportunity.
All right, well, then we'll do this softball. If you want to get off your weight thing, if you're real.
No, we can stay on my weight.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know?
I mean, if you want. Let me ask you this. You big girls are like, do you favor a huskier lady, or is it more of a...
I mean, I'm going to take what I can get, guy.
Okay.
And it happens to be big girls.
Okay.
A fairly decent amount
I get
of
you.
Time.
Dude. I understand.
I'll turn them around. I'll turn them away, dude.
Okay, I have a specific big girl question. Are gothy big girls into you, or like regular standard pretty girls into you?
gothy big girls?
Yes. Like chicks who's super into like Nightmare Before Christmas and stuff.
You just know what's funny is I'm not really good with that demo. Like I'm not.
That's not your demo.
That's not my demo, okay. Dude. Like
I thought maybe
the like black shirt. Big chick, dude. Black big chick is all over me, dude.
And then, all right.
Yeah, I'd say some not bad looking big girls.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Pretty face.
Pretty face, you know, like if we hit the gym together, we'd be a hot couple in,
I'd like that.
In 15 months.
I would come watch,
you know.
I would come watch.
Yeah.
Bated breath.
You want to watch me fuck, dude?
I want to watch. I thought you were in the gym.
It's a sight, dude. it's yeah. A sight. Yeah, I mean, I'll do it in the gym, whatever they need.
Okay.
You know.
I like it.
Yeah,
I kind of want to watch Kyle fuck. Honestly, yeah. I kind of want to watch Kyle fuck.
Yeah. I really do. I want to see the eyebrows go up while he does it. Like, you know what I mean?
Because you know he's gonna lean 30 seconds into it. He's leaning. Just out of breath.
I get out of breath. I power through, but then I will be like, whoa, I got to take a break here.
A break.
You know? Well, I mean, I would imagine though. I've had sex with a big girl. It's not, but. The difference is like, you know, if she gets tired, we take a break, you know, like, you know, but like you two probably get
tired
at the same time.
Big ass out.
Yeah. But you could get tired at the same time. So you guys take a break, get some water, you know,
get some snacks. Do you guys bring snacks with you or do you walk back and forth for some cardio?
This is a lot. This is fascinating. Now we're in shaming. This is a problem.
We've got a bowl of Teddy Grahams.
So sexy.
Do you keep your blood sugar up? I get it.
Yeah. We got a handful, dude. We got orange slices.
I 100% would.
Yeah.
I would. I wish I could.
Yeah.
I wish it
would love to be
just
fly on the wall of your fuck room, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's like a same snacks as like a, you know, Little League game. Capri Suns, orange slices.
Yeah,
like
I got
that, you know.
Okay. So when you were a stand-in for Leonardo on Revenant, because obviously by the way you look.
I was the bear.
The bear. I was going to say the bear. Yeah.
Oh, I was the bear that mauled.
That's my bad. Yeah. My bad. It went quick in the credits.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. But go on. Have you like. Let's say, come on, dude. What are we doing? What are we doing dating wise? We looking for ladies? You on any of the apps and all that shit or what?
Yeah, I'm on all of them.
You're on all of it.
Okay. Well, I'm on three of them.
You're on three of them. It's a lot to manage.
Yeah.
It's a lot to manage.
I'm on some weird ones. I'm not like not on the typical ones. I'm on, I created an OKCupid account.
On that's old school. Cupid.
Yeah,
that's old 90s,
school,
dude.
Yeah.
Was it
yeah.
just mom moms on there?
Yeah.
I don't know who's
on it. But the profiles from dead women who are old now who just never
get. Yeah.
You don't get, you know, you don't get notifications, you get emails.
Half the profiles are emails. People that are dead.
Just faxes, probably. Yeah. Okay.
Smoke
okay, Cupid just said, yeah. Jesus.
Okay, Cupid. Tinder.
Tinder. Nice.
Third one. You want to guess?
It's a fat one, isn't it?
That's just.
I don't think
dude,
they have just fat ones.
Let it go.
What?
Fatpeoplemeet.com.
I guarantee they do. They have farmer ones, they have fat ones.
Yeah.
Chubby Love is what it should call.
Chubby Love, dude.
Chubby Love,
Chubby
baby. Chubby Love.
Chubby Cupid, then. I'll get on there.
What's the third one?
Field.
Oh, you're telling me about this.
I'm not familiar with this one.
Yeah, it's
that's
like,
right.
So just for it's people who are into baseball, or what the fuck
no,
is it about?
No, it's for people who are a freaky, dude.
Oh, this is the freak one. This is like the fetish one a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was hearing somebody talk about this a little bit, and it wasn't as and they had like a fairly normal date. Like they, you know, they ended up like getting a number
it's
and
stupid.
Normal. It was like a normal date, and they actually just didn't end up clicking. They didn't have sex, it was just like a normal date.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's weird. Like I'd figure if you got to the point on like kind of a fetish site and you kind of went on the date, and then there was this will they won't they thing that he kind of described, like. She was doing the thing of like, oh no, I don't want to go like come like stay longer. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. I'll see you later. And she's like, okay, really? Yeah. You're not going to ask me to stay?
That's
like,
weird.
Like, wait, yeah, what?
I would imagine if that's your kink site is going to be like, I want you to fuck me while my head's in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and like throw jelly at me. It's like, yeah, that's it. I'm into that. Okay, cool. But not like, oh, thanks for dinner. Bye.
I'm never going on a date with someone.
Yeah, I don't think you guys got what I meant. But yeah it's,
I don't think so either. That's how I took
okay.
it.
Okay. What I'm saying is, like, I would think the site it allowed you to not only, like, contact someone, right, and then set up a meet if you wanted to get to that stage, like, over just the app. And then, obviously, beforehand, kind of like, we're probably going to fuck.
Yeah.
Or at least on the second day. But you've worked out some of the fetish stuff. You're going to a fetish site to see all the stuff they're into. And then for the other person to just kind of be like, oh, yeah, oh, I'm going to go. Like, okay, cool. I mean, you're not going to ask me to stay. It's like, why didn't you put this in the site? Hey, at one point, I'm going to ask you, like, oh, I'm going to go. And I want you to be like, no, wait, don't go. And then push me up against the wall and fuck me. It's a fetish site. Is this part of the fetish? Or are you, why did you just
got
do the,
it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, wouldn't this make things simpler about how you're about to hook up? You know, it's a fetish. But tell me more about the feel. Like, so do you see the fetishes that they're into? Or is that
they
what it
list
is?
Them if they want. There's okay. Like pre, and then you can write a little bio about yourself, you know. And I keep just like, I don't know. I don't like it, but
I'm gonna check.
I just keep matching with girls, like, and I'll read their bio and they'll be like, yeah, I'm on here looking for like a long-term relationship. And I'm like, dude, come the fuck on.
I'm looking for a long-term relationship and piss play.
Right. Yeah. I want water sports.
But it's like, yeah, I wish, cool, dude. I wish that I could work with that. It would be just like a girl is like, a basic fucking bio of like, I'm looking for my other.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, not here.
I don't get why being on the app then. Yeah, yeah. Be on any, like, I don't get the, it doesn't seem to make things more convenient. That's what I mean. I was like, yeah. I thought, oh, cool. So yeah, it lists out like all the shit you're into, matches with people that are into the same fucking fetish, sub, dom, whatever the, whip, whatever the fuck. And then this way you kind of know. And then, yeah, you would go on a normal date or work out kind of, you know, if you really like the person, work out more shit. And then like do the shit easily. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I already know that she likes choking or he likes whatever the fuck. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like 100 kinky girls are on it. And then it's just 8 million dudes.
Yeah. Like,
please, I will do anything to fuck you, whatever you need. Okay. I'll fucking piss whatever you need. All right. Piss on me. I'll piss on you.
What's the freakiest shit you've done?
Yeah.
What's the freakiest shit in your head? Freaky. I mean, you know,
ooh, I'm not a big freaky. Trying to think.
Again, it's kind of, listen, I know you said it, you can take whatever you get, but you're a good looking dude. You're not, you know what I mean? You got, the eyes are steely. I feel like you pull most women off the eyes.
It's funny, charismatic.
Pull your mic down a little.
Okay.
A little bit down.
Down.
Down like this.
I just want to see those pretty blue
That's
eyes.
That's what down means, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have not Down enough. Syndrome? Pull your fucking mic down.
My steely blue eyes. Yeah, it's actually like just Down syndrome.
Fuck. Yeah, this will be fun to edit. no, I feel like the ladies are picking up on the eyes. Like,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Good.
Good
I
talk.
Feel like I'm just complimenting other men.
I don't
now.
I feel like I'm being nagged into fucking you or something, dude.
No,
you
that's
off,
what the
I start off with saying how fat I am, and now you're complimenting my eyes. It's like,
shut up, pig.
I want to blow you right now. What's going on here, dude?
What can I say? Some people are just not as open to discussions as I am. I understand.
Well, no, I mean, I fucking do all right, I guess.
No, okay.
You know, I fucking knock down some fat ladies, dude. You know what I mean? Me and them, dude. A couple water buffaloes going at it.
Couple of heavy fucking bulls. Taking
yeah, a couple
bulls.
Heavy not hitters, like dude. Yeah.
Two heavyweight
some heifers.
I love it.
Some meat people, dude.
You eating after or before? Before sex or after sex? When you eating? Both.
Ooh, both, yeah.
Okay.
Eating's always on the schedule.
It's always
you know?
On there. It's always on there. I love it. Any dates? I mean, what's it out there, man? I'm trying to inquire.
You know what? Here's a little something for you, dude. Here's a little inside baseball. That's not what I don't think it applies
no,
to this.
I don't
but
think so.
I've for the first time had successful butt sex.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, dude. If we had like, I might want to before we put this up, we should put in a nice little sound, little right
like ba-da, butt
yeah.
sex.
Yeah,
okay. Nice. So successful, like you got butt fucked or you butt fucked? Which way?
Oh, whoa. Yeah. First one. No,
yeah, of course.
But successful. I think I know what you mean.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried it a couple times before and it just wasn't really like working, you know.
Is this a logistics problem or is this like
it
not
was like I think it was like a prepared logistics thing. Maybe not enough lube.
A lot of things. A lot
of
factors.
Moment, you know.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
tough to navigate.
Let me ask you this. I don't know why I'm hypersexual. I'm pent up. Is it obvious?
Yeah,
I haven't run. I haven't. Baby boy has not run today. So that means the sex drive is fucking through the roof.
Is that a thing for you if you don't get a run out?
I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm fairly high maintenance.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times. So yeah, I pretty much I'm basically like a husky. I have to be run before I operate during the day.
Yeah, if you don't run, you get very grabby.
It's a no. Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah.
No, I've seen. Well, you're gonna find out in about 20 minutes or so when he fucks you down there in that rape
Ladies
dungeon.
Ladies at Myers Brewing,
cut the fucking stream. Like a pounce on this man.
He just fucking zeds you like Pulp Fiction, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I'm scared down here.
You should be.
Yeah,
that's why I don't go to the studio anymore. I'm tired of it.
I'm tired of getting raped, dude.
Tired of it. After the 30th time, like, enough.
That's what they all say. So, thanks for letting me lose my train of thought, guys.
Sorry.
You might clean up on field, dude.
I might clean up on field. I don't know. Yeah. I might clean up on field. I don't know. It depends.
Yeah.
It depends on the old herpes and seeing if they're down for it, you know.
Oh, you got that?
I gotta float that. I would put it in the bio. I put it in the bio. I'm not like, yeah, a lot of people, you know, we've talked about this, but so I won't beat it up. But yeah, I got that.
You herped up?
Yeah, herped up, baby. We've talked about this too many times. Yeah, cool. Yeah, but yeah.
I haven't talked about it enough.
I know. The good news is you don't need to concern yourself with it. That's the best part.
Hey, buddy, you do.
Every time.
Oh, you can bring it up always. Yeah. I let everybody. Yeah, everyone knows.
I do on stage.
Yeah.
Out of context. And people are like, what? I'm like, just always, just so you guys know, don't.
No jokes. Yeah. He doesn't do any jokes.
Any jokes. I just go, Neil has herpes.
Hold the mic away from your face, Adam.
Sorry.
Gosh.
This guy's a real mic Nazi, dude.
I know.
Yeah, because he's blowing out his fucking redlining us. I got herpes. It's great. I yell it from the mountaintop.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm just like, yeah. It's a skin condition.
Whatever. My dick is covered in sores.
No,
right
it's not. Yes. Yeah. It is 1920s and there's no cure right now. Dude, look at this spider. Fucking no joke right there.
A cure for herpes, spider, huh? Dude.
No cure for herpes. Actually, there is. They're making strides with the. Oh, yeah. I got to get more.
Fucking 45. It's right through your skull.
For the listeners at home, I'm silent.
Oh man! But seriously, consider.
He's gonna give you a real answer, and I was like, "Kill yourself, idiot!"
No, I wasn't gonna give you a real answer.
He's like, "Yeah, I'm looking at stem cells." It's like, "I'm just fucking kill yourself."
There's that way. There's that way out.
Yeah.
What's up? What's up? Sorry.
No. Yeah, fuck it.
Herpes is not worth killing yourself over.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, what a drama queen. Yeah, you have to be to kill yourself over. And I will say, we talked about it a little bit, but I will. And I kind of said they were sad. A lot of people like on the thing. I found happy people on the site, but there are many people that are like, even in the app, because there's a it's positively singles. I think I've
talked about it's
called positively. It's hilarious.
Is it everything or is it just herpes?
So it's all the big ones. You know what I mean? It's all like AIDS. AIDS.
Holy
HIV.
Shit.
I mean, I technically haven't seen anyone that is, HIV like positive for HIV. Yes, and then not, but AIDS being the separate thing when it goes into full blown.
Are you a bug chaser?
No. No, so I have it, but you can set it for what you're whatever. There's also people, you know, there's some people that are just like HPV.
I bet there's a lot of people setting it for not AIDS, please.
Yeah, right?
Please. You think whatever went on here,
anything
not
but it roll the dice.
Yeah, yeah,
great.
First of all, I'm sorry, God.
No, go.
I was gonna say, everyone has HPV, I feel like. If you had sex one time, especially as a dude, like, you have HPV, it's a common one, right?
Yeah, I think on there, too, I think I hit no, like, I was vaccinated for HPV, and then I looking back at it later, I was like, was I? I was like, fuck. I was like, all right, I might need to go get vaccinated just in case, but.
I didn't realize you were such a vaccine guy. just start taking that over to, like, weird HPV vaccine. What a fucking pussy, dude.
Oh, dude, I get them all. I don't even have chlamydia. I got that one. I got penicillin on the ready in the fridge just in case. I'm out there trying to get all of it, dude.
You're a freak boy.
Oh, dude, I love it. I love him so much.
When's the last time you fucked?
Let's see. If we're not counting you after this.
If we're not counting victims at the park.
Yeah. Never mind. I'm not going to do the rest of that.
His question was consensual fucks.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Willing participants.
It would have been a bit. It would have been a bit.
Really?
Yeah. I was talking to another comic and they were like, hey, it's a similar question. And I was like, yeah, no, don't ask. Cause like, she's like, I can tell. I was like, yeah, I know. That's what I was about to say. I was about to say tell. Like, yes, yeah. I understand. I know you can tell.
You don't fuck for a while. You get really into telling people how to put the mic up to their mouth, dude.
Yeah. Or if you're just a good producer, doesn't have to touch up the sound after this. But yeah, sure. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah. That's
it's what like, how can you tell Neil's just dry humping the fucking the stool at the bar next to this chick?
I mean, if we're counting inanimate objects, then I would last night. Then I fucked last night.
Flashlight?
No. I don't have the. I'm not that sad.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good looking. I'm not too worried about the flashlight.
Pretty good looking, dude. What does that have to do with a flashlight?
I'm not. Adam,
I'm too handsome for a flashlight.
Yeah, because I was about to pivot over to like, I actually am not worried about getting women if I need be. Yeah, I could probably have, you know, find a woman tonight. It's not that
hard. He's tall. He's stronger than them. Yeah, he has all the tools he needs to fucking kidnap them.
God,
right?
I cannot escape this. This is a nightmare.
Sleeper hole.
I have to get hired at other places. This is going to suck for this. I'm not approving this shit. Okay. But yeah, I'm not actually worried. I do have a different sex drive than most men. I don't have every dude's sex drive. I have a different sex drive. I can
it's
turn
targeted
it on
for late night joggers.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. It's very pointed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's targeted only when I have a knife in my hand.
Yeah.
And then then I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, this feels right.
You
right.
have knives around here too.
What? Nuh-uh. No, I don't.
Ooh, this feels right.
Yeah, push her up under the couch. Quick, push her up under the couch.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I don't have
that kind of like that is like a fucking rape knife.
Yeah, it's my papa's, it's my little daddy's.
Yeah. Oh, you guys been passing it down,
passing it down from generation to generation, generation. Dude.
It's the a Woods family tradition.
They've never been caught. Yeah. They're fucking good at it.
We're named after where we lurk, the Woods.
I like it. God, that would be so depressing to find out.
That'd be great. Yes.
But she goes back. It's like four uncles removed. Your great grandfather. I'm like, damn, they're all in prison. Fuck.
Yeah.
Son, have you been thinking about this hunger that you've had?
Mom, I think I'm either a werewolf or something terrible happened in our past. Something awful.
You're hoping werewolf. Like, please be a werewolf. Please That's be the werewolf. Best of the outcomes.
Please be a werewolf.
Oh, man.
Not always. Let's sit in it. What do you think? I can see you go to just somewhere else.
I just started
now.
Thinking about werewolves, dude. I get distracted.
But yeah, I'm not worried about the ladies. Cool. Turn it on and off. Trying to focus on this comedy and all that kind of stuff. It's not going well, clearly.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Clearly by a choice of guests, the fucking roasting I'm getting. You know,
okay.
But I like
all
it.
Right. Well, it's getting rude again.
Yeah, it's getting rude again. There we go. Oh, I love it. I deliver a little bit, then everyone gets sensitive. It's fun.
Very, very up cute. On me.
Yeah. God forbid me to the fucking bearded Buddha over here that I fucking have to deal with. It's disgusting.
Listen, you might want to consider putting some of that charm to use, dude.
Oh, the charm, the charm is Adam knows this about me, and I know that. Yeah, I came in rough with you.
Yeah,
I'll be rough with you after this podcast, especially. But yeah, I have a trouble switching. I definitely have a trouble switching. Like, I came from just like kind of something more logistics, and then it takes me like an hour just to like, oh, I got to get over to funny. Like, I got to get over and change the brain over. And it's a decent excuse for how unfunny I am right now. But
I was talking about with ladies, dude. Like,
same thing with charm. Yeah. I feel like I will be talking to a woman, and then I'll be like, hey, like, you know, she'll say something cute, and I'll be like, oh, I don't know, it doesn't really matter. Like, I'll answer her flat, and she's just like, whoa, okay. And I'm like, oh yeah, right. I was supposed to say something silly.
Like, that's stupid. You shouldn't do it that way.
Yeah. The brain functions at a high level, Kyle, both ways. So
no, I get it, dude.
I'm an intense lover.
I'm brilliant.
You know, but I'm also very smart. What'd you do? Community college? What you got under the belt?
I got 3 failed college experiences.
Nice.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. Ooh, start us out. What was the one?
Expelled.
Expelled from college.
From college?
Expelled from college.
From a place you pay to go?
And you guys were talking about me raping and murdering in the woods. You were expelled from college.
It wasn't for rape.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
Technically, it wasn't for rape.
Dear Lord. No, how did you get expelled?
I got really drunk one night and just was like being a nuisance.
Too much.
And then got arrested.
Got it. That'll do it.
Yeah.
Nice. College cops got you or the...
No, the real deal.
Oh, the real deal got
you. I was
in
San Francisco at the time.
Oh, okay.
On campus you got?
Yeah, well, so it was like in a city, so it's not really like a...
Okay.
Gotcha. Temple does that. Like my ride along back in the day was with like the Temple cops, but they are so adjacent. They're very tied into the regular cops. It's not just like mall cops. They're a force that has their own thing, like their own pre-saying and everything, but they
Temple
just handle
kill you, right?
Yes. To? Yeah. Yeah. They, cause they're yes. largely still dealing with like, they're not really dealing with like their university is its own city, technically, like its yeah. own neighborhood. So they're just, they police in there and they're just that pre-saying. I think they just determined it, but they're tied into the rest. So that's why I was wondering if it's a big school, sometimes they have their own force or whatever.
It's like the Vatican,
the regular ones.
Damn, the regulars got you too.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised then the school just found out, because they wouldn't have to alert the school, right? Or did you?
No, I think, well, yeah.
You just had the shirt on. You were head to toe in college gear.
Right in front of my dorm. You know?
Nice. Can't even get an
absolute scene. Oof. I had a lady from across the street. She yelled at me from across the street. She's like, "Hey, you're fucking white trash." And then my response to that is like, "Oh, I'm fucking white trash. I'll show you white trash." And then I took off a Shaq at the time. I was wearing an all white Shaq, and then I threw it at her, dude. And then she nice. Picked up my shoe and walked inside with it.
So funny.
For whatever reason. And then I got arrested with one shoe on. So
that sucks. You had to go to prison or jail with one shoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good that you proved her right, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. I mean, that's
proved her.
Listen. Yeah. I'll show you white trash, dude. How about a fucking size 10 Shaq flying at you from across the street?
Size 10. It's not big.
It's like you don't need a big
I mean,
shit.
It's not big. That's a white trash foot, dude. Size 10.
Just, why is it Shaq? Like, it would make sense if I needed Shaqs, because they're probably made for over like, yeah. 14. I love that you're just wearing Shaqs.
No, Shaqs are like, they're just like Payless knockoffs.
Yeah, but they're. Okay. Yeah,
I know what
you're
saying.
Talking
it's
about.
Like they in theory, right. they should be specifically made.
Couldn't afford J's, let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got you.
I went there. I can afford Air Forces now. So yeah.
Nice.
Your boy moved up in the world.
I don't even buy J's. I don't buy.
And I'll like launch an Air Force at a bitch, dude. I don't even give a fuck about money, dude.
I know you do.
You know?
I know you don't. I know yeah. you don't, dude. You'll go right in. I know. Second time. How did you get? Yeah. So how did the second college experience? How did you? Was that
also a pretty failed experiment?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're experimenting. I'm gonna try out college a little bit. We're gonna test it, yeah. but like really loosey goosey, not AB.
That one yeah. ended up with me in rehab.
Nice. Good.
Okay.
So
the college to rehab pipeline's
yeah,
very
yeah.
so
I got mm-hmm. yeah yeah it was
just, drugs and booze for the second round.
Yeah, well, I wasn't really into like heavy drugs or nothing, but I you know, I take what I can get my hands on, but
yeah,
you know, just fucking getting drunk and high.
Just arrested again, or the school just
no I didn't get arrested. I got like really fucked up the night before I was supposed to check out.
Okay.
You know, like you're supposed to check out of the dorm, right. and this was in Chicago now, and then
okay.
Traveled man. Dude,
yeah, no, I get it. Know? Yeah, it's nice.
And then I got really fucked up, and I just didn't have any of my stuff packed. And then
right.
the RA came in and was like, everyone like was like to do the check of the room to make
right.
sure everyone's like
should be clean, should clean. Be yeah. yeah blah, blah,
and
blah.
I just didn't have anything
right.
packed. I had like a pile of blunt guts under my desk. He's like, I'm gonna give you like an hour to
damn.
And then I realized, so I kind of quickly got everything packed up, and then I realized, oh, I got about an hour to catch my flight. It takes me about
gonna get an
O'Hare. It takes me about 45 minutes to get to the to get to the airport. I'm like, I'm out of here, dude. I just left the place a mess.
Ah.
And
this is like soft. What were you trying? What were you technically in your friend? That was like freshman year. Did you end up having to just restart? They didn't take the credit. Like what? Or we? How far
I don't
along?
Even know.
Yeah, you don't even know, yeah, right? I mean, yeah, you were fucking space.
They did
cadet.
What they? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the third time?
I just thought it wasn't nothing special. It was yeah. the Art Institute of Philadelphia, and I think
yes.
they fucking closed it down or whatever. Then
yeah.
they closed it down around me, dude.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we took. Yeah, yeah, I remember they. It took some of their students. Yeah, we took some of their students.
Yeah.
That's pretty okay. So that's good. Hey, at least that one wasn't you. That had nothing to do
Not
with you.
Not on me.
What were you going to college for?
I was in for film for a while.
Nice. Ooh, a little art boy.
Well, you know, nice. Art pussy, dude.
Now we know why we went. We understand.
That's such a
I think that's why Adam asked you about the goth chicks.
Yeah.
That he
yeah,
then also yeah. demeaned. I don't know if everyone caught that. He said, is there more goth chicks or regular pretty chicks? Is what he said. I was like, what? So all goth chicks are ugly?
That'd be a real, like, odd combo. You and a goth, like, a weird...
I was goth growing up.
I just sucked the air out of the room. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was kind of throwing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy
100%.
Shit.
100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, skate.
He was also fat, a fat youth.
Yeah, I was, you know.
Fat guy.
I was a chub. I got chubby at acne. I was mad, you know, at the world.
Yeah.
Turned out I was right. Yeah. But, you know, what are you going to do? And then, like, before you know it, I was like, oh, all these God kids kept buying all this shit. By the time I was, like, 15, 16, it moved over just kind of, like, punkish, more black. And then I was like, why do I need – by the time I got to college, I was like, why do I need all this bullshit to be sad?
Yeah.
Like, I can just be sad.
What was your clothing like?
Oh, early on, I had – dude, all of it. Like, when I was listening to Eminem, like, in Buna, New Jersey, I was – pink hair because it was supposed to be red, but didn't know my hair was too light, so I had pink hair. I did the spike towers all over my head.
Wow.
I had the old safety pins. I had a safety pin in this ear, I think both ears pierced. And I had the zipper pants, the
jangle. Did you have a shaved head, like a buzz head with like a pink, like,
I would change up my hair, whatever. It didn't matter if it was long, short, like whatever. And then by the time older, 15, 16, and then it just went into the swoop. It went into like the all kind of more surfer, whatever, skater kid.
Dude, thinking of you at like 13, just in your room, like fatter you, like in your room in goth music, like yelling, like screaming Eminem lyrics out loud. Like,
it's
such
it was
a funny visual, dude. Be like, his stepfather hit him. He's like, you're singing it to yourself in the fucking room.
I fucking hate my
stepfather. I love you guys think I would be animated in that. No, it was just me staring at a poster of who was it? Oh my God, Karma Electra. Listening to Eminem. Nice. Look, I'm not mouthing the lyrics. I'm just like, listen to him.
Oh, you know? So more Private Pile stare than
dead eyed kind of figuring out, or drawing. Obviously, drawing demons and just zombies.
Like those Columbine kids had kind of a point.
I used it creatively. I'm like, those fucking pussies. Those fucking pussies. Yeah, they weren't even bullied. Columbine was, they were not bullied.
That's true.
Fucking, they were psychopaths. They were.
And their pipe bombs didn't even work. So, like,
right, I forgot Adam was critiquing him for the wrong thing. Adam's always critiquing everyone, which goes in. Let's do plugs.
Yeah,
then,
plugs,
Adam's
yeah.
gonna.
I just wanted to say that's my favorite take, though. You're like, they weren't even bullied. Dude.
They weren't.
They weren't.
That was a thing.
True.
Grabbed. By, yeah,
they weren't.
It's not a take. It legitimately was. It got like grabbed up that they were troubled youth kids. They wore the fucking jackets,
fucking
so
losers.
That they could. Yeah, like Matrix came out. They wore the jackets so they could cover up guns and shit. They just did it for. But they were not bullied in that way, and it's just, it was funny how the media grabbed it and was like, video games and bullying
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, all that bullshit. Like, no, these kids were genuinely
just
someone to help them, and they did have trauma, but
yeah,
one of them for sure from birth was like pretty much diagnosed as psychopath. He should have been grabbed up earlier, I believe, but you know, again, go to check out more information on that shit. You know, whatever. But yeah, pretty nuts.
I look into it. That's my plug.
Yeah, yeah, look at it. I know that's
plan, you say.
Plug. Go check out the facts behind Columbine, guys.
Yeah, last podcast on the left.
I got, dude.
Hey. On God, dude. On God, dude. Check out the facts. On God.
Dude, bet. Dude, I'll bet I'm going to check that out.
Bet.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Go.
Kyle, yeah. Sir.
Where are my plugs? Second round of Philly's Funniest coming up. Nice. Tuesday.
Fuck, don't know who sorry.
Before, but
pull your mic down. Pull your mic down or sit up straight.
I
one of the
like
two.
If I'm gonna break.
Sit time. Up straight.
I like it.
No, don't. Dude, don't do that. Up, I hate you so much.
I love my plugs.
So disrespectful. Yeah. So disrespectful for the art that is.
Anyway, let me tell you about my plugs.
I hate you so much. Also, I do love your open leg position. It makes what I'm going to do after great. Yeah. Stop. Yeah, thank you. Don't tittle. Don't do that. They can't see it. It's
do your fucking plugs.
All right. Second round of Philly's Funniest.
Cool.
What else do I
Where write? Can we follow you at? Let's just the Instagram or something like that.
Kyle Reagan Comedy.
Yeah.
I will not follow you back.
He won't.
Okay.
He won't.
If that's a fucking problem for you, don't even bother. Don't even look me up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Spell it out. Spell it out for him just in case.
K-Y-L-E R-E-G-A-N.
Thanks for making a meal of it.
C-O-M-E-B-Y.
Perfect.
So, check that out. I have zero posts and I won't follow you back.
No joke. I've looked at the account. It's 100% true.
Yeah.
He's a delightful guy, but you have to check everything he's tagged
in. I'm a nasty dude, and I don't want you involved in my Instagram if you're not prepared for it.
It's not for your well-being. It's for his own. I swear to Christ.
Yeah.
It's just for his own peace of mind. Adam Nutter, where can they check you at, buddy?
I do want you guys to follow me on Twitter at Adam Nutter. I'm sorry. It's called X now, which fuck that. I hate it. It's Twitter. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Nutter. Instagram, same, and TikTok at Adam Nutter Comedy. August. Shut up. I just lost it.
Fucking hell, dude.
18th. August 18th, 12 Steps Down Comedy. Coming out to that. Oh, August 13th, Take a Rip. That's the weed game show run by Cody Wright in Clementon, New Jersey. That's Sunday at 8 o'clock at Clarity Headspace. And then, like I said, August 18th, 12 Steps Down Comedy. And I got more shit that we're doing with Neil. And then September 13th, sorry, 15th, I'll be at Speakeasy Comedy in Philly. So come out to those and other shit. I post all my show dates, so come on out.
Oh, hell yeah. Nice. Good job, bud. You can check me out at IamNeilWood.com. Go there for all the dates and details. You can check out, of course, some drop 10 shows through our site as well. I'll cover them in a second. But if you want to check me out, you can check me out. Well, you can check me out, of course, August 10th in New Jersey in Haddon Heights. Get over to the Tap Room. They got a post-game show. Matt Peoples. It's run by High Note Humor, a great room in Philadelphia. In New Jersey. So come on out to that, support the Tab Room, support High Note Humor. The post-game comedy show is already a lot of fun. So we do some stand-up, and then afterwards they do a post-game interview, right? Like you see, they just tell you, you know, they're just dicking with you pretty much and having fun about what you just did on stage. So it's a real fun concept for the show. So support those guys. They're all great. And you can get over and check that out on my social media, IamNeilWood.com, or you can check out some of my art stuff. You want to hire me for design, video, audio, whatever the heck it might be, you can get over to JamesWoodArt.com for that. All right, I'll be in Tropicana tonight, but don't worry about that. That comes out tomorrow, so not a big deal, but thanks for everybody who came out of the Tropicana. I appreciate you. Check out all the shows that Drop 10 has. You can check us out at Myers Brewing Company every second and fourth Friday. It's a great show. Keep it growing. It's in Fishtown, Philly. We love being in Fishtown, so keep it growing. Second floor at Myers. It's already getting like great reviews. It's one of the bars that has all kinds of diverse shit. You can go to something different every single night. And again, every second and fourth Friday, come on out. Tickets are only $12. You can check us out at Wissahickon in September. That's a monthly show. So go over to eventbrite.com or droptent.com/events to get all the dates and details and follow and subscribe to all those shows on Eventbrite. We'd really appreciate it. And more shows coming up. But yeah, check out, of course, our merch. Yeah, go to droptent.com/store. Hit on that Cult of Us button and buy a shirt. Buy a hat. You know, support us. Support the network. You can support just the network, maybe with a Drop Tent hoodie or shirt, whatever you want to do, grab it up. It supports us. We're DIY. It's just us running around, a bunch of comics trying to lift up more comics and make it fun. So we appreciate anything.
Sleeveless Summer.
Sleeveless Summer always. Sleeveless Summer always.
We got a lot of sleeveless going.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of sleeveless going on. And then, of course, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus. We got definitely another gauntlet coming up on the schedule. So there'll be a fresh gauntlet in there for you soon. But it's only $5. Get in there for $5. You're going to get everything. We need the measurements of your body just so we can send you a t-shirt. All right. And then you're going to get into our Discord. You can check out everything we do in there, from watching MMA fights to watching movies and just having a bunch of fun and hanging with us and getting in the message boards and dicking around. It's a lot
of good fights coming up, and people who don't want to spend $80, spend $5, you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And then it's not hard.
Then Adam insults you directly, which is great for our users and listenership. But yeah, no, you're kind of dumb if you don't do it.
Yeah.
So it's only $5, so get in there. All right. And then, of course, all our stuff from the road, recordings on the road, more to come. But yeah, there's a lot of extra content in there, $5. Get in there, patreon.com/cultofus. And check us out on Odyssey, YouTube, iTunes, rate and review. Yeah, Rumble. I know we're on Rumble now. Get on all that stuff. Rate and review. We appreciate it very much. All right, boom. Take us out of plugs.
I was actually going to do a couple more plugs.
Nope, too fucking bad.
Too fucking bad.
Too fucking bad.
I can do it right now, dude. Stop me, dude.
Nope, I refuse.
It's about me, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I refuse to allow you. Yeah. So I will cut your mic. No. What did you have to plug? Go ahead. I hate you. I hate everything.
Couple things. One, Raven Lounge every Thursday. I host there.
Of course.
It's a good spot.
Yeah, fun.
The temperatures are coming down too.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Which is nice.
Don't even alert. Don't even tell people that it might be very hot in that room. Don't, let's not.
Yeah,
let's not. They're working on it.
It's quite cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's breezy. Ice cold.
They're working on it. They're working.
And
it's a good spot. Check it out.
I got a board game that I've been working on for like a long time.
Oh, okay.
I'm close to getting finished. So.
Nice. Very, very cool. I've made some board games.
I've always
before.
Wanted to plug that.
Oh, Hungry Hippo was already made.
It's a reimagination of it. It's just me as one of the hippos.
I would figure you'd come up with like Clue the Food Edition, and it's always Kyle in the kitchen with the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Right.
Every time.
I'm rooting around.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get done this podcast so I can root around in your fridge.
I'll stab you. I'll 100% stab you with a knife that I have over here.
What do you got in there right now?
For you, I've got, I think we have maggots. I'm pretty sure I have some fresh maggots for you.
Fresh.
Because it's good protein.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
It's really good protein. So
I'll take what I can get.
I mean, listen, I didn't get this way. What did you think? This isn't maggot. This is a maggot.
It's all maggots.
It's a maggot body.
You're filled with maggots.
I am goth to the core, dude. Yeah. I eat maggots.
Yeah.
I think negative thoughts.
Yeah.
And I don't wear anything special.
I'd like to call you something that rhymes with maggot, dude. No.
Let's not say we do.
Well, he wore a man purse earlier, so I said it off air.
I do. I wear a man purse.
It's the first thing I said to him.
You a man purse guy?
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's a man purse guy. Look at him.
Yeah.
Of course he's a man purse guy.
You go through a lot of that, like a lot of looks, dude. I respect that.
Yeah, sure.
It's like goth. I think it's, and like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
This is like a 180-degree turnaround from goth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
I get you.
Yeah. Like gay this, metrosexual
yeah.
male
yeah,
from
yeah,
the 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm? Yep.
The aggression only shows me that I'm better than you. Remember that.
Super into I'm jogging okay with it. And shit.
Super jogging and shit.
Yeah.
Super jogging.
Yeah. You're so a super weird. Jogger, dude.
Yeah, I'm pretty ripped up right now. It's nice.
You're ripped up, dude.
I am. It's pretty good. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to try to see how much weight I can pack on. So I'm going
to
get.
Are you trying
big.
To get fucking.
Yeah, yeah, I wanted to cut, and then I'm gonna kind of bulk smart. Like I'm not gonna, because I was like, I can never do the things. I have to give a real answer, but it's fucking stupid. But I could never do the thing where I like got good cutting results and also tried to just like put on decent weight up top, because obviously I need like, I could never figure it. Just didn't happen. I was like, fuck it, let's just stay on cutting.
Yeah,
we'll body weight exercise, and then we'll if I need to. I used to have to take weight gainer when I was like running. So I know that once my metabolism gets up, I just had to take weight gainer to actually get the results I need. But, you know, if you want to
have the same problem, dude.
You want to lend some, I mean, dude, I'll just suck it right out of you, bud. I'll suck it right out of you.
It's actually all weight gainer.
It's all weight gainer.
Yeah.
Nice.
I've been constantly drinking.
How much money are you spending on weight gainer?
Yeah.
You're really pushing this weight
We're
gainer.
Good. We're good, man. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, have you thought about cutting it out or no?
No.
Just keep packing on back, dude.
5 weight gainer shakes a day.
Nice.
You know,
diarrhea's nice. Gotta be something fierce.
Yeah. And then I do step ups on a
just you trying to hold in diarrhea with 4 other fucking heavy women in this
Jenny Craig workouts, bro.
I do a lot of Jenny Craig, you know.
And step in step.
My diet's all weight gainer and slim fast.
Nice.
I have a guess if we were trying to get back to what time we are, because I've
still I can I'm rocking out, dude. I don't gotta go, dude.
No, okay.
I'm having fun.
Thank,
I was
thank
gonna
you.
Go work out after this, but
you,
I mean,
should.
Well,
you
guys
should.
Have completely bullied
should.
Me out.
You should work out so we don't bully you anymore.
No, no.
Come on, guys.
I'm no, getting really adjusted.
Bullying works, dude.
Yeah.
Neil bullied me and it worked.
Were you a heavy guy, dude?
So
I went through five to 6 years of fat stage for 5 to 6 years where I blew up to like 260.
Wow, that is pretty beefy, dude.
Yeah, he's a beefy boy.
Yeah, and I now I'm a fucking lean 170, bro.
Yeah.
What's up?
I know it, dude.
What's up, bro?
Hasn't enhanced him one bit, but he's lighter. That's about it.
I mean, Neil took my measurements before I did the podcast.
I did. I got a nice measurement on you. Yeah, I couldn't get into the important areas, but I got what I needed, I think.
He was wrote it just down as morbid? How does it come up?
I don't know. I couldn't tell. He wrote it in a black notebook that had a lock on it.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
With a quill.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
We don't need to pitch off if we want to, but like, let's pinch that fucking thing off and go, Adam, describe how you would kill someone.
Oh, right. Well, that's a random segue, but yeah. Well, for a little clarity for people listening at home, Kyle, we were talking off air about easy things, why old people do things. What was it? Why people do things that are it was easier.
I just don't want to preface it. Like, listen, you cockily have said this before. Like,
I have.
What a bunch of idiots. They can't even, like, if I had to kill somebody, I could do it. You know,
I have.
Like,
yeah, I can't. Okay. Let me lay it out. First of all, first cannot be.
This is a hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
Yeah.
Hypothetical. You can't. This is a satire and entertainment, and I'm a comic. You totally. Can't hold me anything legally liable. If anything,
we're
Kyle did it.
We're
100%. So,
yeah. I'm learning right now.
Yeah, exactly. So
no, we're not.
Yeah, no, I am.
No, this is a hypothetical joke, Kyle.
Apply this.
Subpoena this too.
Yeah, this is gonna get subpoenaed, dude. I'm gonna fucking own Drop 10 when I'm done with you, dude.
Oh, you'll own all $400 of Drop 10?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
450, baby.
Yeah, baby. Moving up in the world, bitch.
Drop 10 will get folded and put into my Chick-fil-A fund, dude.
Oh, we have to go to a Christian organization. Yeah, yeah. Fucking sucks.
They're just overrated. Is my issue with them, but it's not the point. Point is, if you kill somebody, this is how you gotta do it. You can't. It can't be known to you. It cannot be known to you.
Right.
It has to be a complete stranger.
Crisscross.
Complete stranger.
That kind of defeats the purpose, I guess.
No, it doesn't. This wasn't the fucking point. The point was, how could you get away with the murder? I'm telling you, to get away with the fucking murder. Right. You know what? Don't fucking come in here and nitpick with your bullshit amateur hour fucking I can't even murder face.
Nitpicking.
All right, bitch? All right. Let me fucking do my thing.
All right, all right. Let's see what you got.
Sweaty afterthoughts.
All right. Not blown away right now, but let's see what you got, dude.
Say one thing. I don't want to hear you. I'm going to mute you. You will get muted.
It's all right.
Kill a stranger. You got to go to a stranger? Number one. Number two, go to a different fucking like state. It can't even be like in your state. You got to go to a different state. Preferably, you can't rent a car. You can't take your car. You got to find a way there. So either like a bus, you pay with cash. Everything has to be cash involved. Murder weapon has to be some sort of blunt instrument or a stabby thing, like a knife or something like that. Like, it can't be no gun. It leaves gunshot residue. Guns are traceable. Even if you scratch off the fucking serial numbers, they can trace it by barrel, by fucking all that shit, right? You need a bag of clothes with you or nearby. You need bleach. And also, very important, this needs to be done, and this is the hard part, needs to be done by like an ocean or like a place you could access water, not like a lake, moving water or something that has a current. It can't be like a still. So you're going to have to – also, you want to kill somebody without family, right? Like a homeless person, like a drifter. You want to kill a drifter or a homeless guy because no, who gives a fuck?
I think we made a mistake by talking about this. Does anyone feel that?
Yeah.
Does anyone feel how weird this is?
I mean, it's a lot of legwork to kill a stranger
it's
from
not
another state.
A lot of legwork.
It's a lot of legwork just to kill like somebody, like a hobo in another state.
You
dude?
Start out with you. This is, first of all, you think you get your
I'm
feelings
sure
up.
You could just fucking decapitate a hobo in another state and you're good, dude.
Nah,
you
dude.
Can drive out. No, they're not doing any research.
Dude, no, because they caught that hammer bashing hobo guy.
But he
did care. What'd you say?
You're talking about it. He did it to a bunch of hobos.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, right. But yeah, but if you're becoming a serial killer, you got to get your fucking beak wet.
Yeah.
So start out with a fucking homeless guy.
How many hobos did he kill with a hammer?
A bunch.
Yeah.
A bunch. It was a lot.
It takes like a good amount.
A good amount where the police department would be like, I guess we got to figure this out because people are starting to talk.
A lot of hobos are getting killed with hammers.
A lot. No, they caught him. They just put a dummy on the side of the road and threw a blanket on him. And the guy, and they just were like, had a sting on it. And the guy just bashed the dummy skull on him and they just fucking pounced on him.
I mean, that's also just like the craziest, fucking stupidest way to get caught. He almost just barely got caught.
If he listened to the Adam Nutter way, he wouldn't have fucking got caught.
He didn't even need to do all that. He could have just, like, not, like, if he would have just avoided that one guy, he could have gone on bashing hobos for years, dude.
Hey, not wrong.
Oh, like, he just picked
a long, like, tenured career.
Yeah.
He should have checked
way to catch him, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It would have been funny if they just used real homeless guys as bait, though.
Yeah. That's like a Looney Tunes thing, or like a freaking Scooby-Doo way to catch him or something. Yeah.
It worked.
Were you the hobo basher, dude?
I was.
Well, that guy got. Unfortunately, he was a little mentally off, and also he got in front of a camera. Right, that was like the biggest problem. That hobo bashing guy, right, was like he got right. This is the guy that like.
Well, he got caught on camera. Yeah, it was a sting operation. Like,
right.
Yeah,
he could have easily
it was
just
on
been
the Cult of Us podcast.
Yeah, he could have easily just like I think he got in a moment and just like was like, oh yeah, I'm talking and like, oh wait a second, did I just say I hit them? And then before they were like, have you hit other hobos? And
then, different guy.
That's
different
guy.
That's an axe guy. That was the hitchhiker murderer.
Hobo hammer guy. Different guy.
This is a guy who just killed hobos with a hammer. I can understand your confusion.
It's a shame it's hobos too, because hobos used to be the ones that would work. I believe there was three series of the old homeless that used to ride the rails. You know about that?
Hobos,
you know,
don't even exist anymore.
I know. I don't think so. You don't see them anymore. You have like, well, they do. You know what they exist in is carnivals. I mean, we call them carnies now. Technically, it's like, you know, you would technically be like a traveling worker who would pick up work in different areas or towns and just get linked up. Then you had bums. They didn't do anything. They just fucking homeless and sucked. But, when you were talking about this, trying to kill, like, you know, the method in which you would kill someone or need to get away with it, I feel like this, like, even the Long Island serial killer guy who, like, got caught. I know when I text you, I didn't like your response when I
had him. No. Don't hit me with you know what I've been like? Did you hear about 9/11? Dude, it's old news, all right? Keep you up with the fucking times.
What's his response, man? I'm so bummed out they caught him.
Okay, for all the adults at home, when something is 2 weeks old, would you say that it's old news? Now, I would say that is a teeny bopper sense of timing. That's all like, oh my God, that song came out, what, 2 weeks ago? It's fucking so old boring. Right now. You're a fucking grown man, all right? You're a grown man. It's not old.
He did mention 9/11. If you were like...
He mentioned 9/11.
2 weeks after 9/11, like, yeah, you guys hear about fucking...
Right.
What happened to those buildings?
You'd be like, yeah, we all heard about it. I'd be like, yeah, I know.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
But there was the update.
I was here about
that. It was pretty weird.
Dude, fucking, I just heard about
this. Two of them.
I heard about this. Couple dudes.
Pull the mic away from you. Adam, you yelling that fucking mic one more time. Sorry. I swear to Christ. I'm going to come to Newtown and beat the shit out of you. Listen. You're absolutely right. Yeah, that would be fun. That would be 100% fun if I was just like, you guys, even? I don't even, right. I think it was an accident.
Yeah.
I heard it was maybe it was a technical glitch.
Now, am I hearing about this story? A couple times.
Am I getting this correct? How many people? That's a lot of more than I thought that died.
Yeah, have you guys like
way more? Both got hit.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
I gotta be honest with you. I'm starting to think it wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
And then you go, NDC?
I don't
want to
get wacky here. But.
No way.
I just felt it. I was like, yeah, did you hear? But the updates, though, were like, oh, they got this guy fairly dead to rights, and they had found all the bodies. It wasn't just like, hey, like we had found all the bodies for the Long Island serial killer, Hannerman or whatever the fuck his dumb name. Oh, yeah, his first name's Rex. This guy is a fuck. If you do pull him up, dude, every time you see a guy who looks like him and then says that he's into hiking, I'm like, no, you're not. You're a fucking serial killer.
Oh, because he looks like Kyle?
No, not even. Again, Kyle, stern stems, dude. He's got legs on him, baby. Yeah. He moves. He goes with his weight. You can see he's got movement. Yeah. You know what I mean? This guy is just fucking feeble legs, big-ass fucking dumb beer belly, Dahmer glasses on, and he's like, he's our height. Yeah, he was a real estate guy, I think. Architect or real estate, something like that. Yeah. I'm into hiking or something. I'm like, no, he's not. This guy
is
not hike.
Too?
Boom.
Yep, married. But I think to be honest, the shots of the wife and the kid, the grown adult kid that he had, they were a little
He's got a real Dracula kind of look to him.
He does. He looks like a bloated, like if Dracula drank too much.
Yeah.
He does have he's got a big ass head and the little eyes in the middle. And there's that nose. That nose dives. It's like,
yeah.
At it, like forehead to the tip of his nose is like straight down. It's angled like that. It's probably the evilest fucking face. He's got a very evil angled face.
Yeah.
The jowls.
Who was he killing?
So we killed one young girl.
Killing bitches, then, bro.
Well, actually, dude. Right. You know, they don't know the name of the Asian man that he killed. So
killed an Asian man, too.
So it seemed to be all to Adam's point, unfortunately.
Well, he confused it with a white woman, so he got to.
Like, who's this hot chick, dude? Look at this. I can't wait to kill this hot chick.
Who's a slender fucking baddie?
Yeah. This chick's got a body on her, dude.
Rock. This tight ass and fucking no tits.
I mean, yeah.
She's squinting a lot.
Yeah, it's not that sunny out. That's all right.
All right, guys, can just keep talking over each other. It's great. So I'm testy today. Don't fuck with me.
I know you're testy.
I'm testy today. Yeah. I need good audio, baby.
Yeah.
We're suffering because of our audio problems.
You're
going to
be killing Asian men in no time.
I would never. I would target redheads. You know that about me.
I know.
Yeah, but it was gonna. It was, to Adam's point, it was just like, it was people out there kind of that it was sex workers. And I believe the Asian man possibly was a sex worker as well. And he was just finding vulnerable people and taking them out. The weird part, Adam, of your point was he left the bodies near the water, but just near. He didn't try to you know, rig up. I mean, if I was clever, I would have, I mean, this is, I don't want to give people ideas, but you can just put a buoy out with a real, like a pulley system, and then just hook it up to the body and just, so you swim out, hook up the buoy, and then pull it out, and then just, and
dude,
then just
I'll
take
even
it
one
go.
Up, I'll even one easier that.
Stuff. You can do crazy stuff.
Because here's the, if you let me finish my point about how to kill. So after how you dispose is you gotta first.
We are
of
gonna
all,
get demonetized.
First of all, you gotta wrap them in a bag, right, and sink that shit. But you gotta take it out past the current in the ocean. You can't have that. You gotta make sure you go out far enough in a boat and just fucking dump him with heavy weights or whatever all the way down, because then there's no chance of that coming back.
Yeah. Soprano style.
So he's lazy.
Dexter.
Yeah. If he listened to this podcast, he wouldn't have gotten caught.
I know. It's funny to think that like this real estate dude who had like money, fairly well known in the community, that all of that just like didn't want to get a boat. It's like, dude, get a boat.
Right.
You guys are coming up with all these very complicated methods. He was doing it for a while, like killing one person. You could just probably do that.
Motherfucker got caught though.
Yeah, but he did killed a bunch. It's when when you get into bunches, dude.
Well, buddy,
bunch,
he was, you know, leaving the bodies
around. He killed a bushel.
If he would have left it at one, he probably would have just gone back to doing real estate shit and been kind of kept that.
Got out of his system, right?
Yeah, that was fun. It's like, fuck, I needed to do that.
I needed to just strangle some dumb blonde's fucking life from her eyes, and then I fucking go back to building fucking houses.
I can't explain. I've just been killing Asian man. You know what I mean? I got it out of my system. I'm fine. Right. You know? So was it all women and one Asian man?
Yeah, and like I said, the one was very young as well. So, but it was all women, and then I believe that one Asian man. I think he even said that he was planning on moving soon. So they were actually, so they're looking at some of the vacation spots he had and like all the stuff, because it's like, dude, this guy was mobile. Yeah. He was careful. Like it's pretty fucking. Shout out to Long Island.
Yeah,
good job, guys.
Said no one ever. I saw in Suffolk County doing the Lord's work.
Really.
I have a dinner to go to.
Yep, and I gotta go as well. Yeah. So we've hit all of it. Why is Kyle coming over? All right, so guys, we've been giving up for Kyle again one more time.
Where are you going to dinner, dude?
Your fucking mom's pussy.
Ooh, nice.
Whoa, she's dead.
Oh. Oh, even better.
Yikers, dude. Neil, how do you feel about that, dude?
Hard. Guys, this has been a Cult of Us episode. We had Kyle I'm going right into the end, but
I say we just keep it rolling.
I know. Wouldn't that be fun? I mean, wouldn't that be fun? We have nothing else to do. Yeah. We have a lot of stuff to do. So
yeah.
Kyle, thank you so much, dude.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for being a fun reoccurring guest.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you for having me on here again.
Yeah, it was
great.
But
next
fun
time you come on, be less gross, you know? Okay.
No way. It's great.
Next time I'm gonna be on and be fully naked.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah,
I would love that for no one.
I'm going
to
be looking sleek then too.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Challenge accepted. Let's do it. You lose the weight, get naked in here. I'm down.
All right.
I might even pop my shirt off.
All right.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
This has been another day in the cult. People, Adam Nutter, Kyle Regan, Neil Wood. I'll see you next time.
Peace.
Later.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.